Hi, everybody. How are you today?
Doing well.
It's good to be here again, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you for having us.
It's fun to be in the studio classroom. You never know what's going to happen, right?
Never do. But
never
do. It's always a surprise, but always fun.
It's always fun. And it's fun to speak English, to learn English, because all over the world, when you talk to people, you usually have to end up saying something in English. So keep on studying. And, you know, the teachers that teach here, we learn more by reading about these places. We're all learning. Aren't we learning together?
Yes.
So let's open our magazines now. And what page are we going to start on today?
We are on page 19.
Page 19, and we're talking about the Canadian Rockies. I wonder why they call it a best-kept secret. Do you have any idea?
I think because it's so beautiful, but not too many people know about it.
Right. They think about all these other beautiful places, you know, that we hear about, Grand Canyon in America and all these. But you don't hear too much about Jasper in those places. Mm-hmm. So we call it a best-kept secret. It's not really a secret, especially now since you're all listening to it all over the world. It's not a secret anymore, right? So let's find out more about this place. Are you ready to travel with us today?
Yes.
Ready? Oh, yes.
All right. Page 19. Let's read the very first column of our lesson on page 19.
From Lake Louise to Jasper, straight shot. 2.5-hour drive, says Noble. He tells people to allow a whole day. They think he's nuts. He's not. Because you're going to be stopping every other kilometer to take pictures and see the sights. It's a day well spent. One of the stops surely would be the Columbia Ice Field, the mother of 8 glaciers, though not one itself. About 65 miles south of Jasper Town. Glacier Skywalk and hikes. We stopped at the Glacier Skywalk, a mostly steel pathway miraculously invisible almost from the parkway. It features a chance to lie flat on your tummy on something clear and look straight down into Sunwapta Valley. Back toward town, there are hikes, guided and unguided. Paula Beecham has been leading guests through Maligne Canyon, one of the park's better walks, and on other trails since 1995.
So we begin our lesson today thinking about going from one of these state parks, from Lake Louise to Jasper. Now, when they say it's a straight shot, that means that it should be quite easy to go there. It only takes 2.5 hours to get there. But what did we find out yesterday? That it might take longer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And we're talking about it here, and it says that he tells people, take a whole day. Why would you take a whole day, Michael?
Because it's such a scenic tour that you want to stop so every so often so that way you could take pictures and get to take in the scenery and enjoy yourself.
Right. And we kind of use this expression, they think he's nuts. In Chinese, we say, Sheng Jing Bing, you're crazy, you know. I'm not going to take that a whole day to go that distance. And so this is why it takes a long time, because you're going to stop so often. Now, here we use kilometers, and you'll notice that sometimes we say miles and sometimes kilometers. Americans still use miles mostly, don't we?
Yes.
Yes.
And we're used to that. But kilometers, what is it, 2 to 1 or something like
that? It's almost 2 to 1.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, it shouldn't take that long to get there. But they're going to stop to see the sights and to take pictures. So it's a day well spent. Now, Colleen, what does that mean if somebody says it's a day well spent? How can you spend the day?
It was worth the time. It was very, regardless, it was just the time that you spent there was worth the time.
It was just taking your time,
yes.
Right. Because we don't want to waste our time. We want to make good use of our time. So you don't want to just be in a road and you know, sometimes you're in traffic and it takes so long to get there. It's not time well spent because you're just sitting there waiting for the cars to move. But this is not like that. What is this like?
It's just worth it. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And you're going to be glad that you made all the stops you did while you were driving to Jasper.
Right. In fact, the second paragraph there in line 7, it tells one of the stops along the way, going from one place to another. You can see this on the way.
Yeah, it's talking about the Columbia Icefield, the mother of 8 glaciers.
Did you know that glaciers had mothers?
I did not know that.
What does it mean to say the mother of that? It means it's the biggest one then, right?
It must be.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny way to say that. You know, if you're reading it and studying, you say, how can a glacier have a mother? But it's a big glacier. And it says that it's about 65 miles south of Jasper Town. So that's one of the stops. And they call it the Columbia Ice Field. So that would be kind of an interesting place, right? Oh. Sounds kind of cold, though. I think you better dress up warm for an ice cream.
I think so.
Right? Depends on when you go. Go in the summer. Maybe it's better. Who knows? So that would be one place. If you're going to go up there, remember you said that you might like to take a trip up there, right? And be sure you stop there. And then it says there's the Glacier Skywalk and Hikes. Now, a glacier skywalk, oh, does that sound pretty exciting to you? What do you think?
Definitely. Sounds a little slippery to me, but they go on to explain that it's a steel pathway that you almost can't even see from the parkway until you get up close to it.
Okay. That would be kind of interesting, all right. And it says that it's almost miraculously invisible, almost from the parkway. What is the parkway, anyway? Is that where you park or what?
The parkway, to my understanding, would be an area, basically an open field almost, that you could take in the view.
Okay. That's where you're looking at it, and it says you can't quite see this, but how do you see it? That's strange. Figure that out.
That is very interesting. I think it's because of how they build this skywalk.
Yeah.
It's meant to be built into the scenery, so that way it doesn't obstruct people's view, and they could take the pictures. But also, when you're up on the view, it allows you to have a wide open view of the mountains and the terrain around you.
Well, it looks like it'd be a little scary because you look straight down into something. It sounds like you're kind of high up there. Doesn't that look like it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's saying you lay flat on your tummy.
I kind of like that sky train better, I think. What do you think?
Different heights.
But, you know, people like to do that kind of thing when they're traveling, and you look into this Sunwapta Valley. Now, that name, it kind of sounds like an Indian name because there's a lot of Indians in Canada, too, just like in the United States, right?
Yes, I do believe so.
I'm pretty
so.
Sure that's an Indian name, don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah. And then it says you go back towards town, and then what can you do? You've done all this thing. You've looked at all this ice fields and the glaciers, and then you go back towards town. Then what do you see there?
Seems like you can explore even more. There's more hikes to do, both guided and unguided. So guided meaning there's somebody who's familiar with the area and they're leading you on the hikes, and unguided meaning that you and whoever you're traveling with can just venture on your own.
Uh-huh. You know, in a lot of these mountain areas, whether it's in the United States or in Canada, even if you're on an unguided walk, you can hike, go and stop and look at their signs. Don't they have some of them are carved in wood and stuff, and it tells you where to go, and there's usually directions, aren't there?
Yes.
You don't just walk around in the woods, you get lost. It's kind of, you know, like when you're scuba diving, you got to be guided. You got to have somebody to tell. Otherwise, you don't know where you are in the ocean.
Exactly.
You don't have signs like that. You got to have a guide. But here, you could go without a guide, right? But I'm pretty sure there's paths that are marked. Don't you think the trails are well marked?
Yeah, I would think that they don't want people to get lost in the woods.
No.
So they'll tell them
have to
where to go.
They have to go back and find them afterwards. So they can. You can go on an unguided tour, but there would be probably even the little pamphlet that tells you where to go or signs along the trail. I think the trails are clearly marked, don't you think?
I do, and I think maybe there's even a map that you could follow, or even on your, if you had it on your cell phone, maybe a GPS.
Yeah, that's true.
They could.
Oh, boy, you're really up to date on that, right? Well, how about the Wi-Fi up there? I don't know.
Well, maybe not, but at least a map you could read and follow.
Okay, right. That's right. Well, one of these ladies over there, she's been leading these guests through this kind of a canyon. That looks like a French word or something to me.
I do not know how to pronounce it. I do believe it is French by the spelling, though.
Yeah, it looks like it to me. This canyon. And what about that? That's one of the park's bitter walks. I wonder what that's like.
Well, canyons, as if you've seen the Grand Canyon, it's basically kind of like a carving into the ground. So this canyon is probably, since there's a lot of glaciers that are in the area, back in the time when those glaciers moved, they kind of carved through the earth, which at this point, over the time, canyons, the flowers and trees have grown in that area, so you could basically venture down into the earth, which probably gives quite a beautiful view, I'd imagine.
I guess so, but I think it's better to have a guide when you go there, too.
Yes.
Always
think
has
so?
To be safe.
I think you need a guide on that. You don't want to get lost there, that's for sure, yeah. There's no McDonald's around the corner.
No.
No 7-Elevens, right? No.
And I think it would be good to go with this guide, this Paula Beauchamp, because she's been doing this for a long time, since 1995.
Well, that's true. And it's one of the park's better walks. And then there's a lot of other trails. She's been doing it since 1995, so she knows her way around there. Yeah.
Sounds like
and
it.
And I bet sometime you might even see some wild animals. You never can mm-hmm. tell. Deer, rabbits, I don't know what they have up there, but it'd be fun.
Elk and bear, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a bear when you're in the woods?
I have.
I know even near Seattle, when my mother went picking blackberries not too far out of Seattle, and she saw a bear. And she looked at the bear, and the bear looked at her, and they both got scared, and the bear ran one way, and she ran the other way. I think they get scared of us sometimes, too, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So don't be too afraid of the bear. Just don't try to pet him if you see one.
Right. Or feed them.
No, don't feed them. I think the deer seem a little safer to me, don't you? Yeah. But that would be kind of an interesting place to go. And I think it would be, you could take a lot of pictures. And I think it'd be good, wouldn't it? If you go there, take some pictures and send them back to Studio Classroom and we'll put them in the magazine. How about that?
It's a great idea.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, well, let's turn the page now. Let's take the next section of our article.
Much more than just a copy of Banff. And there's that Jasper Sky Tram. With the tram, you can get off the boardwalk and access a natural alpine hiking trail on the summit. Another 600-foot vertical gain. The sense of accomplishment that most people get is amazing, you know, says Noble. So like Banff, Jasper has mountains and waterfalls, and trails and rental canoes, and of course, bears and bighorn sheep and other critters. These are national parks in the Canadian Rockies. But there's a difference. Beecham, the trail guide, knows Banff well, but grew up in Jasper, and here she stays. In the late 80s, our government put a building moratorium on all the towns in national parks. But Banff had already exploded, she says. Banff has become really, really busy. Jasper? No explosion. Still mellow, relatively unrushed. It's one of the Rockies' best-kept secrets, says Mike Gear, a river guide. Don't tell anybody.
Okay, so there's just much more than just a copy of Banff. So when you go to Jasper, don't say, well, I've been to Banff. I don't think I need to go to Jasper, right?
Yeah.
It's not just
it's
a copy.
It's
different.
Yeah. It's not the same.
A lot of different things, right? Well, of course, the Jasper Sky Tram, that itself, that's kind of different. What is it really like?
It's like the gondola that we have here in Taipei. It's a cart you could sit in. It goes on the wire and kind of takes you up the mountain so you could see it from a higher elevation and get a better view and better pictures.
Right. And you could take a lot of good pictures there. And it says that you can access a natural alpine hiking trail on the summit when you get up there. And if you look at the pictures here on page 20, it really looks like you can see the mountains in the distance. And it's very exciting looking place, isn't it?
Gorgeous.
Pretty interesting, yeah. And there's another 600-foot vertical gain. Now, vertical, is that straight across or up and down? What's vertical?
Vertical is like
yes.
Straight up. That's kind of vertical, 600 feet. Wow. Well, how would you feel once you got up there?
I would feel a little bit scared and maybe nauseous.
Yeah, a little bit scared, right.
However.
But, you know, you kind of feel like, you feel kind of though that you accomplished. I made it. I did it,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right, tell us about it.
Okay.
Yes. It's a long
any of
walk.
You too, right? Because you did it, you know. And I think people do get a thrill out of some of the, but you just have to be careful and go where it's well marked and there's guides and mm-hmm. everything, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Always be safe.
That's really very important, actually. But so like Banff, Jasper has mountains and waterfalls and trails and rented canoes. So there's a lot of different things. They have mountains. And you see the picture here on page 20 here. Do you see the high mountains there? Right, by, that's really pretty.
Oh,
that's mountains. That's good. They're always beautiful. And they have waterfalls. Now, a lot of places have waterfalls. Mm-hmm. I think waterfalls are quite fascinating, don't you?
Oh, yes. They're just a natural wonder that are mm-hmm. just beautiful.
And there's a lot of animals around the waterfalls and things. And then these trails. And I like this part here. They have rental canoes. What are you going to do in a canoe in the mountain?
Looks like there are some lakes up there. And mm-hmm. you can go and take the canoe out on the lake. If you see up above, the water is just pristine and not moving at all, so it would be a smooth ride on the water.
You see that picture there? What does it say about that canoe? Can you read that? It says
red canoe mooring at the wooden floor background in Jasper National Park.
So that looks kind of just like just the end of nowhere, doesn't it? I mean,
it does.
Yeah. And you don't want to get lost up there.
No.
You better
no.
have a
stay
guide
to the
with
trails.
You, right? In rental canoes. And the next part is more exciting. What else could you see?
You can see bears and bighorn sheep and other critters, which are other animals. Yes.
Squirrels
and
who else
chipmunks
knows?
And...
Oh, who knows? I don't think there's any lions and tigers up there.
Probably.
We've got to go to Africa
hopefully
for
not.
That.
I would imagine not.
No. But, you know, the bears would be kind of fun, but as you say, just leave them alone. And the bighorn sheep, you've seen a lot of pictures of those bighorn sheep. What do they look like?
Oh, yes. Bighorn sheep, they probably come up to probably about your waist. They look like, well, they could be like big furry dogs, but they're kind of like goats, and they have the spiral horns coming from their head.
Right. And you know, they're pretty good for being in these mountain areas. Mm. They get along pretty well. Have you seen any bighorn sheep?
I have.
At
another national park called Glacier National Park in the United States. It's in Montana and
that's
part
right.
in British Columbia.
That's right near Canada.
And it also has some ruggedness to it.
Does this remind you of that then?
Yes, yes.
And what were the bighorn sheep like? Did they run away from you or did you?
No, they were actually, we looked up at them and they just sort of looked at us and they can move very quickly and seemed like they're just standing on a ledge or an edge, you know.
That must have been fun. Did you take pictures of
them? Yes, I have pictures, and it's really quite amazing to see these animals.
Well, you know, the trails are not very big either, and they say they're very sure-footed. That means that they know how to walk
yes.
on those rocky trails.
Yes, they do.
Have you ever seen any of the rest of you, Bighorn? Have you seen them yourself?
I think I've seen them in the same park, Glacier National Park.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of mm-hmm. leave you be.
Oh, mm-hmm. it's quite amazing how little room they need on the ledge to, and they could just climb it so effortlessly.
I know. It
that's
would be
the way it seems, yes,
down.
Effortlessly.
Yeah.
They just, it's remarkable to us because I think I would slip and fall, but
oh,
they, like you said, are so sure-footed.
What are they going to hang on? They haven't got any hands to hang on
no.
to anything.
No,
nothing
don't.
To hang on to. Well. Well, but these are beautiful national parks in the Canadian Rockies, and these same Rocky Mountains go down through the United States,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then you cross over into Montana, and you get all the same type of thing, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
So you can see that a lot of different places, see. But there is some kind of difference. What does it say about the difference there?
It says
there is a difference.
In the late 80s, they put a moratorium on all the towns in national parks.
Okay.
And a moratorium is a stopping of an activity for an agreed amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So Banff had already become very, very busy.
And so they said, okay, that's too many people, right? Because Banff had already exploded. It didn't really explode. But it just means there's so many people there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And they became really, really busy. But did Jasper become that busy?
It does not seem that way. It seems that even though Banff did, Jasper stayed quite relatively unknown.
Well, I think that they advertise Banff quite a bit because you can take a plane and get in there easily, and people live in Vancouver, go over there, and it's kind of a little bit closer, you know, don't you think?
More accessible, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. So that's probably why. But it's still what they call mellow. I don't know, with all those bears there, if it's really very mellow. What does it mean to be mellow there?
Mellow means to be very relaxed, to take it easy.
Unrushed.
Unrushed.
Unless you're running from a bear.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good time to be very rushed and not mellow.
Then you could be a little bit rushed, yeah. But, you know, it's one of those Rocky Mountains' best-kept secrets. And this is what their river guide said. And we talked about that before. What does that mean to be their best-kept secret then?
It means that not many people know about it, but when they do discover it, they're just amazed by the beauty of the area.
Now, do you notice they have a river guide? So that's good, because you don't know the area, and it's not safe to just get off and go someplace. You get lost, and you know. So be cool and have a guide when you go.
Yes.
I'm sure you have to have one with them. But I think this part here where they say, don't tell anybody, it's kind of funny, because in a way they want to advertise and get people to go there. But it's an interesting expression. I remember when I was living in Seattle, all the people said, California is so great. And we said, well, Seattle is better, but don't tell anybody. Because we don't want them all to move up here. It'll be too crowded.
Exactly.
So that's a good reason.
That's right. And they, but...
They somebody told them.
Yeah, somebody told them. They didn't keep that secret.
So. In fact, later on this month, we're going to talk about the Seattle's housing market. And actually, somebody told people all over China about it, and they're all going over there now, right?
Yes, that's
so
right.
So you guys join me in that class when we talk about that, okay?
Okay.
We'll talk about the Seattle's housing market. But don't tell anybody means it's so nice, we want to keep it unspoiled. And that's kind of the way. And yet people still want other people to know. So we want to share, but don't come and move here. It'll be too crowded. Right? What do you think?
Exactly. It's one of those you want to enjoy the beauty, but part of the beauty is having only a little bit of people there. So
that's right. Too crowded is not the same, right? We want everybody to enjoy it, but don't stay too long, right? Mm-hmm. Well, after reading this lesson, what do you think? Have you got any feelings about after reading this? Lexi, what do you think? Would you like to go there sometime?
Yeah, Banff is actually always a place that I've wanted to visit, and I've never heard of Jasper National Park, but now hearing about it, if I do go to Banff, it's just a short drive away, so might as well do both.
Go there first, that's what they said.
Yeah.
I think you should do that, too. And what about you, Celeste? Did you, from this lesson, do you have any feelings about the lesson?
I'm really interested in just the lakes in Jasper and going on a canoe ride. Those seemed very interesting to me, and all the walkways that you can go to and the glaciers you can check out. I didn't realize there was so much to do
so
up
much
there.
To do there. And nobody said they want to be in the ice fields. Maybe that's too cold. What about you, Colleen? What would you do?
I'd love to go on the Sky Tram.
Okay,
yes.
You go on that one.
And also, as I'm looking at this picture on page 20 of this bridge that crosses the canyon, I think that just looks amazing.
I'm not so sure about the bridge. Yeah.
Well, you're not sure about...
I've been on some of these, what they call Daochaos, you know, in the Taiwan Mountains, and you look down and you say, well, I hope that bridge still holds up now. It's a long ways down there. Well, I think Michael's probably, he'd be doing all of it. What did you think?
Yes.
Well, I definitely would want to make a longer trip out of it, because Banff, it didn't talk about in this article, but there's wonderful golfing there that actually is on the PGA, which is the professional golfing for America. They have a professional course in Banff.
No wonder a lot of people go there. A lot of Chinese people like to golf.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. It's gorgeous. They, I believe it's the 15th hole, if memory serves, where you tee off, you actually hit, and it's almost... It's about a 400-meter drop to the hole, so it makes it seem like you're hitting it really far, but it's more of just gravity helping you out there.
Well, for golfers, I guess that means something, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
But the other places, they sound pretty interesting, too.
Oh, absolutely. The pictures of this canoeing just look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't canoe, it'd be wonderful just to swim or enjoy maybe some light fishing if they allow you.
Well, be sure and put the pictures on Facebook and Instagram and everything so we can all see them when you go there. You know?
Absolutely.
And thank you all for being here. We're so glad to have you on the program today. And next time you come back to Taiwan, would you join our program again?
Yes,
of course.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming today, and thank all of you who are listening in. We hope that you have a great day and that you have some places that you like to go. And be sure to speak English and practice it with your friends and tell them about it. Use English. So we'll see you when we have a new lesson tomorrow. That's all for now. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.